John Jessop.
Singer, songwriter, extraordinaire and megastar, John Wheelis. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Was that a big enough build-up for you?
That was perfect, honestly, that was perfect.
Great new song, John. Great new song.
Thank you so much, yeah. It's a nice song, I liked it. Came from the heart.
Okay. So, I wish I had a rewind button like you did in the old days on a cassette, but, going all the way back when you were in the band, mentored by Robbie, you know, and now you're here in your car getting it serviced, talking to me. It's been a great journey, hasn't it?
Honestly, it's been a crazy journey. It's been so much fun. It's an absolute roller coaster, but, you know, hopefully this is not the end. It's really only the start of the journey.
I've never known a roller coaster to end, John.
Oh, no, I don't want it to end. Keep on going, round and round and round.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, this song, Out of Love, we're right up to date, John. It's not worth dwelling in the past because that's all gone now. You know, hopefully by the 21st of June, the lights will be out. There'll be no tunnel. What's your diary like for work and gigs, et cetera?
So I'm hoping to go on a few tours, support a few different acts, and then do some of my own shows. That's what I'm looking to do. But in the meantime, I just want to keep on releasing some music and, you know, just grow as an artist, grow as a person, really, because I'm still quite young and just, yeah, learning about myself a lot.
Yeah. I mean, is this a personal song, John, Out of Love?
Well, it kind of, yeah. So the song is about essentially finding that one person that you just connect with so well, and people my age generally just, you know, go in and out of relationships like anything.
Yes.
And it's about finding that person that just makes you happy enough to stay.
Right, okay. And writing the song, John, I mean, did you find it easy enough to do?
That song was a song that I wrote really quickly, actually. I just sat there with the guitar. I was in the mood. Got it done. And then went to the studio, had some great people help me make the track, make the production, the instrument. It was, really fun.
Okay, so this is out and about, Out of Love. What's the plan of attack? We've spoke about the gigs, and hopefully they'll start ticking over, and the diary will start getting filled. But you know, we've been in lockdown for over 18 months, John. You know, and the artists like yourself have been absolutely pulling hairs out, wondering when we're ever going to get back into it. You know, have you just been writing all the while, or how have you spent your time?
So I've been spending so much time writing. But actually, I've been writing a lot for other artists. So I just came back from Serbia the other week.
Oh, right.
I was writing for some well-known artists, just trying to work on my craft, but not just for myself, for other people. And in the next few months, there's going to be a lot more writing for myself.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how was it over in Serbia, John, compared to what you are in this country?
Oh, you know what? Serbia is lovely. But saying that, the weather today is so nice out. England is great at the moment. I'm loving it.
Yeah. You're down in Cambridge, aren't you?
Yeah, down in Cambridge.
Yeah. We've got 17 up here in Liverpool with not a cloud in the sky. Are you something similar?
Yeah. Exactly the same. I think it's 16.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, we won't argue on a degree, you know. So, I mean, is there an album in the offing, John?
So, I kind of didn't want to speak about this yet, but yes, potentially. I've been working really hard and got some great songs that are there, ready for it. But I'm just waiting for that perfect time when I can drop that.
Right. Okay. I mean, a lot of the artists, you know, that I talk to, John, and you know, I do maybe 5 interviews a week, and they bring the single out. What they've been doing is putting like 4 together and bringing out an EP.
Yeah, that's an option which I'm really looking at, actually, at the moment. An EP is probably a wise decision at the start of a career.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, yeah.
So what about the people who, you know, are you easily influenced, John? Who do you listen to when you're sort of mellowing out?
So I really, really like JP Sachs at the moment. It's Also quite weird, I love a rapper called Dave, who's just so inspirational. That's what I normally listen to with my friends. And it's strange because it's completely the opposite to what my music sounds like. But yeah, they're the main artists that I listen to quite a lot.
Okay, Dave and JP. Okay, yeah, I'll go along with that. But where'd you get your ideas from for the music? Is it a musical background, family, John?
So, as a kid, I grew up and I absolutely adored music. I loved singing, but I hid it from everyone. I went to school and I was one of them typical boys that just played football. And I used to sing sometimes when I was kicking the ball about, and my mates would laugh at me, and it would make me feel so small. So I hid music, hid singing from everyone until I finished college when I was 18.
Okay.
So there wasn't really anything to do with music, but there was always that driven passion which I just held inside. So as soon as I started, now it's just music is flowing out my ears. I'd sleep and just think about music 24/7.
When you were growing up, John, what sort of music was bellowing out of the home?
So my dad is he's an old school guy, so he really likes all the older music, a lot of the Beatles. So I would listen to that, and I still love that to this day, the Beatles and a few other bands which my dad liked, like Status Quo.
Yeah. So that was being boomed out to you, and you sort of, the crossover between what you're doing now, John, is nowhere near the Beatles or Quo.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not similar at all, but they're amazing, so...
And what about the mentoring? I mean, I am going to drift into the past here. The mentoring with Robbie, I mean, that must have gone an awful long way for you.
Oh, honestly, Robbie's, you know, one of the biggest superstars in the world. And the advice that he can give you is just insane. He told me so many things that have just stuck with me, and I'm never going to forget them. He's such a great guy, and I've got his email address. If I ever need him, I can just... He's always a message away.
Fantastic. Well, John, I mean, I do appreciate us. You know, I mean, I've never done an interview in a car service before, but... I mean, this is the first time for everything. And, you know, if you do manage to get up to Liverpool, please come and see us at Liverpool Live.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You look after yourself, my friend, and stay safe.
Cheers, Angie. Bye.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.